The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour. My goodness, there are bizarre things happening in churches today. I mean, bizarre, crazy, nutso. And this is one of the worst. Hey, thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I hate to bring up the controversy about booze, liquor, social drinking. I bring it up occasionally. It's one of the more controversial topics that we ever discuss on this program because of the deep division even within the evangelical community today. Things have changed dramatically in the evangelical community in the last 30 years. I mean, dramatically. When I was growing up, if you were part of a Bible-believing evangelical church, you didn't drink. Nothing alcoholic. No. That was unthinkable. It was unheard of. Fast forward to today. Very acceptable in many evangelical circles. Have a little beer here, a little beer there, wine when you're at dinner. You know, it's, hey, have wine with your meal. I know a whole bunch of Christians that are into the bourbon thing. This is a big deal. We got to go on the bourbon trail and the bourbon tasting. I have a friend who just not long ago went on a whiskey tasting tour. Now, I try very, very hard, and I think I usually succeed in not judging Christians that disagree with me on this. I'm a teetotaler. Not ashamed of it. I'm not embarrassed by it. And I try hard not to judge or be judgmental of people who disagree with me on this. Like I said, I saw on Facebook some on a whiskey tour and a bourbon tour. And it boggles my mind. I just look at, really? But I try, and I'm being dead serious. I try very hard not to judge their spirituality. It's just, hey, we have different ideas, different convictions biblically. But I would hope that everybody would agree this is over the top. This is nuts. It is a story about a church in Minneapolis. It is an American Baptist church. And most of you know the American Baptists have gone far, far, far left liberal, and they have for many years. My wife's parents left an American Baptist church, my goodness, almost 50 years ago, because the church had drifted left and gone liberal. That was 50 years ago. And it was a church that my in-laws were deeply involved in. I mean, deeply involved. They were some of the key members of that church, and it broke their hearts. They left friends that they had known for years and years and years, but they could not stand for the compromise on the gospel. That's one of the many reasons why I love my in-laws so much. They stood for conviction, and they left a church that they had given so much for. But anyway, This is an American Baptist church. The name is Calvary Baptist. Breaks my heart that Calvary would be in the name. But the pastor is Jeff Cowmeado. No, I'm not making that up. Cowmeado. He and his wife are buying a bar. Yeah. Let me read from the story. Pastor Jeff Cowmeado of Calvary Baptist Church and his wife, Randy, said they've long dreamed of owning a bar. I must admit, this is the first pastor I've ever heard of that had an aspiration while pastoring. I wish I could own a bar. He and his wife, Randy, say they've long dreamed of owning a bar, possibly because they met in one. Here's what he says, quote, "We believe that the church has to do new things. We have to think outside the box. So people have been very generous to help this come to fruition." They've been raising money in their church so the pastor and his wife can buy a bar just down the street from the church. Hello? What? I just can't imagine the pastor getting into the pulpit on Sunday morning and say, "Folks, I am my wife and I have this dream. It's a new ministry, and we're wondering if you would help us financially. We would we'd like to buy a bar, and we're going to take an offering this morning so my wife and I can buy a bar." The bar, called the Prodigal Public House. Now think about this. They're calling it the Prodigal Public House. Will serve food and focus on whiskey and Guinness. Why get drunk slowly on beer? I mean, why take a long time? You know, when you can get drunk fast with whiskey. It is just one block from Calvary Baptist Church, a member of the American Baptist Churches. Quote, "The pub's name was inspired by Jesus' parable to the prodigal son. Cowmeado and his family will own it." He said, "People say we have the gift of hospitality, so it's really just living out who you are." And again, I'm quoting from the pastor. "We can have spirits, and we can have spiritual conversation. You can laugh, cry, do life together in a pub." He has served the church since 1986 and sees the pub as an extension of Jesus' commandments. I'm trying to wrap my head around opening a pub as an extension of Jesus' commandment. He says the two great commandments, right? Love God, love your neighbor. And so by opening a bar, he is loving his neighbor. Here's the weird thing. He's calling it the Prodigal Public House. In the biblical story of the prodigal son, the prodigal left the bar and the nightlife and the sin and went back home. In this case, this whacked out, nutty, crazy pastor wants people to leave home and go to the nightlife. The church's vision is to be a multicultural movement of mature, glad-hearted followers of Jesus Christ, deeply embracing life while living out our discipleship in the world. I suppose the next step would be maybe church could open a strip club. Maybe a crack house. If you think social drinking is fine, that's okay. I'm not going to judge you. I disagree, and you disagree with me, and that's fine. But I would hope that any rational, mature Christian believer would look at this and say, that's not what Jesus had in mind when he talked about sharing his love with other people. This, folks, is the state of the left as they impact our churches. The American Baptists, and there are some good American Baptist churches left, a few, but the convention as a whole, apostate, sadly, unfortunately. And this is what the left does to what used to be a great movement. The Prodigal Bar. Wow. Just, oh my goodness. All right. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Just a quick comment on this story. Unemployment in America, according to statistics released today, has hit a 49-year low. This is the lowest unemployment in America in nearly 50 years, and every demographic group in America is benefiting. Not only that, wages are rising across the board. Manual labor, manufacturing, IT, electronics, wages are on the increase, and again, every demographic group is enjoying this time of prosperity. Now, we are so deeply divided. I just saw an interview with Nancy Pelosi, and she was asked. She said, "Are you?" The interviewer says, "You know, how do you respond? Almost 50-year low in unemployment. Wages are up." Unemployment is down. How's your response? And rather than rejoice, rather than say, you know, this is great and I'm happy for the American people, she made some snide off-the-cuff remark about, well, only the rich people are profiting. Only the rich people are benefiting from this, which is absolutely untrue. Now, what does concern me is the debt. Our national debt is totally out of control. And while our president has done many, many good things, and folks, listen, this is not from the Obama recovery. Today, they announced that the GDP is 3.2. Again, Barack Obama said that was impossible. When asked if the GDP could get over 3, Barack Obama says nobody has a magic wand to do that, and he basically said it's impossible. This is not from the Obama recovery. And yet, the people on the left, and I've said this repeatedly, and it's sad, they hate Trump more than they love the truth. They also hate Trump more than they love the country. Sadly, and this is tragic. The leaders on the left would rather see the people of America suffer so that Trump would look bad. They would rather see unemployment rise. They would rather see inflation rise. They would rather see wages decline. They would rather see people without jobs, without income, without houses. They would honestly rather see that, because then they could say, see there, it's not working. Well, what Trump is doing is working. He is not. Hey, you're listening to a person who back in the primaries before the presidential election, in the primaries, I called Donald Trump a buffoon with a bad haircut. I did. I called him a buffoon with a bad haircut. I said it on this program. I didn't think he had the intelligence to lead our country. I didn't think he had the intelligence to turn the economy around. I honestly thought he was just a buffoon. He inherited a whole lot of money, had no idea what to do with business and so forth. I was wrong. He's done an incredible job. But the left, again, hates Trump more than they love truth and even more than they love the country. And think about it. That's really, really sad. Yeah, I've got time to get this in. And, boy, this is I may have to pick this up after the bottom of the hour break. A brand-new survey was released indicating that of religious believers who are being persecuted around the world, all religions, people who are religious who are being persecuted. In some places, Muslims are being persecuted. Muslims are being persecuted in China. So are Christians. But Muslims are being persecuted in China. No doubt about it. And we should not rejoice in that. But if you look at all religious believers around the world who are being persecuted for whatever they believe, 80% of them are Christians. Think about that. Of all people being persecuted for their religion around the world, 80% of them are Christians. And most of it, now some of it's happening in China, no doubt about it, but most of the persecution is in predominantly Muslim countries. Let me give you some statistics. Proportions of Christians in the Middle East and North Africa has dropped from 20% of the total population a century ago to 4% today. In Iraq, the number of Christians has plummeted from 1.5 million early this century to less than 120,000 today. The report looks at the treatment of Christians, particularly in Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, Iraq, Nigeria, and Algeria. The report found, quote, high levels of persecution were taking place in 50 countries, affecting 245 million Christians. That's more than 10% of all the Christians on planet Earth. Think about that. More than 10% of our brothers and sisters in Christ are being persecuted. There is high levels of persecution in over 50 countries. And let me repeat again, of all of the people on planet Earth that are being persecuted for their religion, 80% of them are Christians. Please don't forget the persecuted church and pray for them. And when you have an opportunity to reach out and minister to the persecuted church, please take advantage of it. Every abortion has an element of good in it. Yeah, that's from a CNN editorial. Shocking. I'll share that with you when we come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.